You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Darts, of course, with Toyota Corolla. Kia ora, Dan. How are you this morning?
Kia ora. I'm good. I'm very good.
It's great to be able to chat to you. We're getting a very special early spin of a track that comes out tomorrow, which I guess you could call a cover. You could also call it a reworking or a reimagining of Dominion Road. Tell us a wee bit about how this came about.
Well, it was that we wanted to have a closing track for when we played gigs in Auckland, because when we play Wellington, we always close with "You Can't Beat Wellington" on the good day, and obviously that doesn't really work outside of Wellington.
Yeah, everyone else is like, okay, cool. That's nice yeah, for so, you guys.
So we wanted an ode for Auckland in a way, and so we have always loved covering Kiwi music. We've covered Bliss before by the Dudes. We've covered the Country Calendar theme song and the Interrama theme song. So we thought we listened to some songs and we gave the side on Dominion Road, and then just changed the lyrics a little bit to be like an ode to the great food places, especially dumplings in particular.
I know.
That are on Dominion Road.
I've got to say it's a very relatable song. I think we've all been the person in this story, I guess you've written here in one way or another. It's also quite amazing to me, a very good photo of your band, Darts, with none other than Don McGlashan himself at a dumpling house on Dominion Road. What was that all about? How did that come about?
Well, we had recorded the song and then we had sorted out royalties and we'd started submitting it and it started doing the rounds, and then one of the publishers that works with Don overheard the song being played at RNZ and emailed us and wanted to know if we wanted to get some like press stuff from Don, and we're like, get him down to Dominion Road, he's in town, let's split some dumplings.
And how was that? Did you get the official seal of approval?
Oh, we got that and more. We just got, he was just such a great guy. He almost had the exact same order as the band Darts does when we go to New Flavor, which is, you know, kindred spirits. And then he gifted us a great song title called that we're going to use and develop into a song, Gender Reveal Burnout.
So oh my god, amazing. That is fantastic. What is the Darts / Don McGlashan Dumpling House go-to order?
Oh, wow. I can't remember now. We got the veggie pancake, of course.
Of course.
Three lots of different types of dumplings. We've got veggie dumplings, we got pork and chive, of course, and I think we've got a chicken curry one.
Ooh, that's a wild card dumpling.
Yeah, it was a risky wild card, but it was great. Don slammed his hands on the table when he heard that we liked the pancakes, so he was proud. He was proud of us. It was great music.
Do you get the spicy salad, the one that's like shredded tofu and cucumber? Because that's one of my all-time faves.
Oh, I'll be honest, I'm bad with spice, but I'm sure Crispy and Rollies would love to give that a try.
Well, next time you're at the dumpling houses, that's definitely one to add to the list. What else has Darts been getting up to? Obviously, a bit of a wild time for everybody in music at the moment. You managed to squeeze in a few gigs before we had to go back into, not lockdown, but, you know, less gigging around. What have you been getting up to?
We've been keeping pretty busy, shockingly. We, a couple weekends ago, we were up your guys' way at Roundhead doing some recording. We recorded a single and also a 10-track live EP, which we will be releasing on vinyl later this year.
Awesome.
That was from the prize that we won for best group or favourite group at the Student Radio Awards.
So good.
That was really cool. Yeah, and we've just been writing some new material. We're going to head back into the studio later this year and record another album, so we're trying to keep busy in this kind of downtime.
It sounds like you've been doing a really, like, cramming in that extra time with as much stuff as you can. What was it like recording at Roundhead?
It was great. It was very, very fancy. and a lot of drinks were consumed. It was great. We worked hard, a lot of hours, and then we all went and got dumplings afterwards.
Beautiful. Sounds like a very good recording session.
It was great.
Hey, Dan, I think we should have a listen to Dominion Road Dumpling House now. Thank you very much for letting us have an early spin of it and for chatting to us about it. It comes out everywhere tomorrow. Where can people go and purchase it, get it in their high rotates?
We are available on Spotify and all the other streaming services. We're also dropping a music video that was edited by the beautiful sports team and featuring the sports team and other local musicians. It's going to be everywhere. You're not going to be able to not see it, really.
Fantastic. I saw you were trying to get it onto Giggle TV, which, if anyone's ever been to a takeaway shop, is the thing that's playing sort of in the background on a television with, like, weird jokes and videos of people sort of running into doors and stuff. How's that gone? Have you had any traction on that one yet?
We're trying to track down Giggle TV headquarters. That's proving difficult. And then we've got to talk to the man, the head of Giggle TV itself. And I don't know if he's a Giggle TV team. We're very, very, it's a very tough job to figure out where these guys are and how many of these guys there are, because it must be a big mission to run Giggle TV.
If anybody's got any leads, text us and we will let Darts know. Thank you so much, Dan. Have a lovely rest of your morning. And I reckon let's give this a spin.
Yes, always a pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Ooh, it's the first spin of this one. That's a bit special.
BFO. Soup. Watch a Sex in the City as he attempts to recoup from a dumpling house.
Yeah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.